says if we take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, we are risking God's judgment. The church at Corinth, verse 30 of 1 Corinthians 11, Paul said, many of you are sick, many of you are weak, some have even died. Why? Because they continue to abuse the Lord's Supper. And so there are times, brothers and sisters, when we come together to take the Lord's Supper on a monthly basis, when it would be best if you just let it pass by you rather than take that risk. And if you have been a member of Emory Baptist Church for any length of time, you know that there was even one particular Sunday when I stood before you and confessed a public sin and didn't serve the Lord's Supper that day. Because I was not where I needed to be spiritually. And therefore, Brother Ronnie graciously stepped in and served the Lord's Supper to our church on our behalf. Now, lest you think I committed some type of immorality, if you'll remember, I had gotten thrown out of a gym for talking to a referee. So please don't let your mind go too far with that, if you don't know that story. But regardless, I had ruined my witness that particular day. And it was sin. And I needed to repent. And so I didn't take the Lord's Supper that day. One final thing, and this also, it does come up now and again. But understand what we believe as Baptists. We as Baptists believe that in order for you to be a faithful follower of Christ, you need to be baptized. We say that is the first act of obedience. We even require it for church membership. You have to know Christ as Savior and Lord, and you also must be baptized by immersion and after salvation. And so we would then offer that same invitation for the Lord's Supper. And we're not policing that, but it would be absolutely hypocritical if we said, oh, you've got to be baptized to join our church, but it's okay if you're not baptized in order to take the Lord's Supper. So we encourage people. Doesn't matter. You can be Methodist. You can be Assemblies of God. You can be Baptist. You can be Catholic. You can be Lutheran. You can be Presbyterian. But if you know Christ and you know Jesus as Savior and Lord, and you're in right standing with the Lord and right standing with one another, then regardless of where your church membership is, we invite you to participate with us in the Lord's Supper. And we're going to do that in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to give you an opportunity, because I said a moment ago, there are those here today who don't know Christ as Savior. Some children, other teenagers, maybe adults. If you don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, I hope that you will know today that Jesus died on the cross in your place and for your sin. Because you're a sinner. I'm a sinner. And our sin separates us from God. And we cannot have a home in heaven without peace with God. And that peace only comes through faith in Christ. In just a minute, after I finish praying, we're going to stand together. Brother Chris is going to lead us as we sing. I'm going to be here at the front. Brother Ronnie's going to be here at the front. And if you're here today and you've never put your faith and trust in Christ, I would invite you to respond today to God's word and God's calling on your life to be saved. We'd love to welcome you this morning. If you just want to step out on one of these aisles, make your way here to the front. We'd love to welcome you. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to celebrate with you. We'd love to counsel with you. We'd love to point you in the next steps of following Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you're a guest and God is leading you to join Emory Baptist Church. You know Christ as Savior and Lord. You followed through with believer's baptism. You understand the Spirit is leading you to unite with us. We'd welcome you today. Maybe there's just another reason you need to come and pray here at the front. We would invite you to do that. But today, more than anything else, I hope and pray that you've heard the gospel, You've heard the gospel, and if you haven't responded positively to it yet by receiving Christ, I would invite you to do so this morning. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we come to you today, and Lord, hopefully and prayerfully, we have heard from your word today in a manner that's a little bit different than what we normally do on Sunday mornings. But Father, we've heard from your word today about the Lord's Supper, and we trust your word and what it says. And so, Lord, I ask and pray, as your word also tells us, that your word will not return void. I pray that you would use your word and your spirit to draw men and women and boys and girls unto you, to convict of sin and lostness. I pray that you'd give them faith to believe and courage to respond today to my invitation to know Christ as Savior and Lord. Father, if there's anyone here today who doesn't know if their home is in heaven when they die, Lord, I pray that you'd give them faith to believe. I pray that you'd give our guests, Lord, courage and boldness today to respond if you're leading them to unite with this church. I pray, Father, that you'd give our members courage to recommit their lives today if your word and your spirit has convicted them of sin in their lives. Lord, we commit this invitation to you, trusting you to have your way in our lives and in the life of our church. And we ask and pray all of this in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly and very reverently to your feet? As Brother Chris comes to lead us this morning, would you come today responding to God's invitation on your life?